And this is our co-host Rachel Martin with a searing question.
When's the last time you used your microwave? Probably this morning, right? Maybe you warmed up some leftover pizza for breakfast, nuked your coffee that wasn't warm anymore. Microwaves are so ubiquitous, we take it for granted that every house and every apartment will come with one. This year, the countertop microwave celebrates its 50th anniversary. And whether you love it or loathe it, you cannot deny the influence this machine has had on American life.
It cooks most everything in about one-fourth the time, so you use less electricity. The food.
This is a commercial for the Amana Radar Range, which first came out in 1967. It is the microwave that made nuking your food as routine as brushing your teeth.
But remember, if it doesn't say Amana, it's not a radar range.
It was called the Radar Range because the technology for microwave cooking came from radar. It was the result of a happy accident by an engineer working for a defense contractor back in the 1940s.
The man who discovered this was Percy Spencer, and he was working at Raytheon.
That's Timothy Jorgensen. He's an associate professor of radiation medicine at Georgetown University.
He was working with an instrument called a magnetron, which is the heart of a radar instrument, and he had a candy bar in his front pocket. So he noticed that the candy bar was starting to melt.
Spencer tried an experiment. He took the magnetron and shot some radio waves at a raw egg.
And the egg quickly heated and exploded.
Exploded.
Exploded. And then he got some popcorn kernels, and he got the popcorn kernels to pop. So you can see where this is going. And in fact, Raytheon went on to patent the microwave oven.
Microwave cooking units are indeed revolutionary. Desserts frozen solid like Swiss chocolate cake, thawed and ready to eat in 5 seconds.
We should say earlier attempts at microwaves didn't catch on. They were way too big, way too expensive, and the dishes came out looking kind of gross.
It didn't make the food brown like people were used to seeing in the oven. So there were spray-on things that you would spray on meat and things like that. So it would
wait to make it look like it had grill marks.
Yeah, to make it look like it had cooked in the oven.
Ew, creepy. In the 1970s, manufacturers tried to counter the creepy with public service campaigns that made microwave cooking seem downright fancy.
A special delight for lobster lovers is the way these elegant lobster tails broil to perfection in just 7 minutes.
We're walking in the back hallways of the Smithsonian to see one of the early models of the tabletop microwave. Oh, you do need extra security to go in here. Is this it?
Yes, this is it.
Wow, this is beautiful.
Yep.
No touching. Oh, I'm sorry.
There it was, situated on a table in a storage room at the Smithsonian's American History Museum, an early Amana radar range in all of its retro metallic glory. Curator Laura Simo, who knows the rules about no touching, puts on blue rubber surgical gloves.
We'll open this up so you can just appreciate the beauty.
That is magical.
You should walk around. You know, we put it out in the middle of the room so you can enjoy it in the round.
I appreciate, yes, in the round.
In the round, yes. It's
you
really exciting.
You are well suited to your job. Simo was excited about this radar range, not just because it was so well preserved, but because the woman who donated it to the museum kept all the original owner's manuals and brochures.
You know, I love the introduction, like, welcome to the world of microwave cooking. It's not only a time saver, it also is a solution to the energy crisis.
Huh, that's fascinating.
You save 50 to 75% of the electricity you normally use in cooking. In the early 70s, it's now an energy-saving device.
Okay, saving the planet aside, one of the biggest turnoffs of the microwave oven is that the food that comes out never really seems that appetizing.
That's it.
That's a cake?
That's a cake.
Let's just say this is not...
It's not
It is
pretty.
Not aesthetically pleasing.
It's sort
it's
of like
tube.
An alien tube rising, but I'm going to zhuzh it up.
That's Joe Yonan. He's the food and dining editor for The Washington Post. He came to the Morning Edition break room to convince me that microwaves are for more than just heating up last night's pasta. And to be fair, after he spooned on some cream and strawberries with a little basil garnish, this would be the zhuzh, he had turned that alien blob into a truly delicious strawberry shortcake. Yonan says the key is understanding what these machines do well.
If you think about it, a microwave is targeting water. It's heating up the water molecules in the food. So steaming is great. Green beans. So I have a pretty big bowl. This is about a half a pound of beans. And I'm just going to put a really just a splash of water.
Oh, that's really not very much. Okay.
Let's just go for maybe a couple minutes and see how they look.
Fast forward through the magic of radio.
So that looks pretty good.
Those look like they're supposed to.
They're not mushy.
Can I eat one?
So sure.
This tastes really good.
And you don't eat this and think that was a microwaved green bean.
Definitely not.
You know, that's part of our, I think, prejudice about microwaves is that we assume that everything that it touches turns to mush.
Okay, fine. He steams some green beans. Big deal. Show me something really impressive. Joe was up for the challenge. He said he had never tried this recipe before, but he was willing to risk it all on the radio and attempt to make, dun-da-da-dun, microwave potato chips.
So this is just a red potato, and I have a little handheld mandolin to get the slices really thin. Now I'm going to spray the plate so they don't stick.
Okay, so that's just what, olive oil?
That's just an olive oil spray.
Okay.
I am going to salt these.
Oh, yes, I was going to be so upset if you didn't want to put salt on it. It's the whole point of a potato chip.
Right. We're going to do it for a couple of minutes and watch to see if they start to brown.
After about 2 minutes, Joe flipped each potato slice over. And here's where the real culinary skill comes in. He then nuked them for another couple minutes. Oh, those look really good. I am impressed with the browning,
Can
I gotta say.
Get out of town.
Right? It works.
Yeah. Eureka! They're so good.
Now, here's where you cannot get cocky. Joe says just because you can make chips in the microwave doesn't mean you can pull off, say, a pork loin or even a hamburger. Unless you're stuck on a desert island and the only machine you have is a microwave, don't use it to cook meat. So if you have learned anything here today, sure, the microwave is 50 years old, but the real lesson is that if you trust your microwave, if you look through the little glass door and say, I believe in you, it might just make you a damn good potato chip.